Day 8, February 25th. Today's reflection is based on Psalm 51 and was written by the Reverend Emily Miller, Class of 2007. Every year, at the beginning of Lent, I think of the title of a song made famous by popular singer Justin Timberlake. It's odd that I would think of JT during Lent, but hear me out. One of JT's most memorable songs was called I'm Bringing Sexy Back. It's a fun song, to be sure, but as a society, we really don't need more sexy coming back. If I could change the song title to be more appropriate for Lent, I'd call it I'm Bringing Humble Back. Or, if you like, I'm Bringing Humility Back. We need humility far more than we need sexy. Psalm 51 is one of the foundational scriptures for Lent. We typically bring it out on Ash Wednesday as we remind ourselves that we are dust, and to dust we shall return. It is a very humbling psalm. We recall that it was written by King David after he was confronted with his adulterous sin by the prophet Nathan. The first line is a plea to God for help. Have mercy on me, O God, according to your steadfast love. But the true humble confession comes in verse 3, where David admits, For I know my transgressions, and my sin is ever before me. Only a humble person understands in their heart that we all sin, especially when we elevate ourselves above others. Just imagine with me for a moment. What if the leaders of our churches, our corporations, and our government understood this humility? Imagine if senior pastors realized that it is not them who the people come to see, but people come to be with the Lord. Imagine if corporate executives understood that their true duty is to the people who purchase their product or service, and to the earth that supports their business. Imagine if our leaders in Harrisburg or Washington comprehended that their power is given only for a moment in time, and that afterward, they will be back in the populace like everyone else. This Lent, let's make the number one hit in our lives, we're bringing humble back, as we accept our role as disciples of Christ and servants of His people. Today's prayer. Gracious God, make us more humble, we pray. May we seek you this Lent to expose our selfish ways and point us to the cross with humility. Help us to see ourselves as no better than others, but as participants in the push to bring your kingdom to this world. In Christ we pray. Amen.